This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us here as we continue to cover the fallout of what's going on out in Boulder, Colorado. Now, I'm watching the banner this morning on Fox, for example. Terror attack targets rally for Israeli hostages. You're not going to see that if you're watching CBS this morning. I was just in my office when it came on a few minutes ago, and they're still terming it a possible terrorist attack. A possible hate crime. It's just possible that somebody yelling Free Palestine and hurling Molotov cocktails might be a terrorist. We play semantics in this country so often, and I watch that, and I'm so disappointed. And I'm anxious to get our guest who's coming on in the next segment here, Mark Gerson, on. He's author of a best-selling book regarding the Torah, and as a Jew and an author, I'm anxious to get his take on how the media has handled this debacle out in Boulder. Lots of questions out there. Number one, why did it take so long for them to respond, and how did this guy have enough time to be videotaped and recorded on phones, yelling, screaming, tossing, and not tackled or shot or something by a bystander? Mm-hmm. Apparently the police response was like 10 or 11 minutes before they were able to get down there.
I'm surprised that, given how much anti-Semitism has been on the rise, that this group gathering to call for the release of these hostages didn't have security on hand. I don't know how many people were part of this gathering, but you would think that at this point you would have to have at least one or two armed security guards or police officers for an event like that.
Well, I know nothing about Boulder, Colorado, other than the fact that somebody who went to school there at Colorado State University described it to me one time as 20 square miles surrounded by reality. So in a lot of ways, it's like Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's a hotbed of liberalism is what Boulder is.
Yep.
So like you, I would think if I was planning an event to support Israel, I would have been a little more conscious of security, just because you know there are a bunch of nut jobs who live there.
Especially given what just happened with the young couple about to be engaged, where they were at the embassy event and they were gunned down by some crazy person
just
yelling Free
ago.
Palestine. Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
I guess you just never think it's going to happen to you.
Well, I know, but at this point, we have to assume it will, because it's getting out of control.
I know.
And now I'm sure CBS was not reporting on the fact that this guy, it comes out that he's an illegal, an Egyptian national who was supposed to be out of the country a long time ago, came in during the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise. And yet you have people who are sitting here saying it's not empathetic. We're mean if we want to deport these people back to the country where they came from.
It's unfortunate, but that's kind of what happened yesterday in terms of the coverage. And if any more of it comes out, the guy's an Egyptian national. We know who he is. It's not a Solomon is his last name. It's not a surprise. So we'll report that to you. Coming up, we'll talk to Mark Gerson about this and the other rise of anti-Semitism we've seen, including that embassy worker attack in the next segment. And then Tom Ackerman's going to join us. We'll change subjects at the bottom of the hour, talk a little bit of baseball and the Cards and all that great stuff. And, of course, maybe he'll want to comment on the special session that's going on today as well. Down in Jefferson City, for sure. If you missed our interview with former Senator Bill Igel on that issue, he's a no, unless there's some pretty serious concessions on something like personal property tax, which there's no indication that's going to happen. But you can hit the rewind button on the app and go back and listen to that, or we'll have that interview up on the podcast here very shortly at wherever you pick up your podcast. We podcast every segment every morning. And just go check out the Mark Cox Show and check out the podcast. All right, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
If a prizefighter loses, it doesn't inspire people to riot.
How did he inspire people to riot?
By not conceding the election.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. David Mamet, the Hollywood producer, calling out Bill Maher on the continued big lie about January 6th. I'm glad to see that. Maher doesn't get that kind of pushback on his show very often.
How Americans sort of see the parties. Which party is better described as the party with strong leaders? Look at this.
Wow.
16% of Americans say Democrats. 40% say that of the Republican Party.
CNN having to show that map to its viewers, that probably ruined a few dinners, I would think.
There are no Medicaid cuts in the Big Beautiful Bill. We're not cutting Medicaid. We're reducing fraud, waste, and abuse that is rampant in Medicaid.
Yeah, thank you, Mike Johnson, for going on the weekend shows this weekend and explaining that. It's the big lie. It's the talking point. They're going to starve people. They're going to rip health care away from needy people. And that's just not true.
When we were here in March, you said there was going to be big inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. Actually, the inflation numbers are the best in 4 years. So why don't we stop trying to say this could happen and wait and see what does happen?
Scott Bessent never gets worked up. He's cool as a cucumber. And on with Margaret Brennan this weekend, where she's hammering him on prices. And he's like, well, you know, egg prices are way down. And she didn't want to talk about that. She didn't want to talk about prices that have gone down. I thought it was pretty funny because I was looking for it right now. My sister-in-law had texted me that this weekend. She's like, you know, you're not seeing this anywhere, but it's interesting because I just went and bought like an 18-pack of eggs for $4 and something.
Wow.
She said that is a $4 or $5 drop from what I was paying recently for it.
I was paying close to probably $9, $7 to $9 for eggs for an 18-count.
Yeah, but it's dropped considerably.
So is gas.
Gas is down a little bit. Yep. I'm still mad at QT. Their gas is not down. Can I just say that? Like, the QT by my house is still charging $3.29 a gallon for diesel, and I can drive about a mile and a half to Mid Rivers Mall Drive at the Mobile on the Run, and it's under $3.
So do you do that?
How I do. How are they making, where's the 30 cent a gallon profit? Is that what they're making? They all pay about the same price for the gas. So why is QT now making a 30 cents a gallon profit? I don't know the answer to that, but it makes me mad. Sorry.
A lot of people have those apps now. I actually don't have the app, but I used to, where the Gas Buddy or something where you can compare, because I assume QT's just banking on people not knowing that a mile down the road you can get it for significantly less.
Well, you're saving a buck every 3 gallons. Mm-hmm. When you're filling up a 30-gallon gas tank, that becomes a little more of a thing. And, you know, my wife makes fun of me. You're not really driving somewhere to save 10 cents on a gallon of gas. Well, maybe not 10 cents, but 30 or 40 cents, I will.
For Costco. I have a Costco membership, and I'll go drive sometime. Unless I'm really, really low on gas and I'm desperate for it, then I will drive to Costco to save the money. Now, QT does have some good food. I will give them the made-to-order stuff. That's probably what they know people are going there for, good ice cream cones.
I want to pull a Karen and go in and talk to the manager. How can you get away with this when they're selling it 35 cents a gallon cheaper up the street?
If you do that, could you record it and then send it to us?
I will. I promise. All right, coming up, we will talk to Mark Gerson. He's the author of an upcoming book on how modern social science proves the Torah is true. And as much as We want to talk about the book. We also want to talk about the anti-Semitism that's on the rise in this country, and we'll get his comments on this attack in Boulder, this terror attack. We'll be back in just a minute.
And we can break to our viewers now, per three senior DHS and ICE sources to Fox, according to our colleague Bill Malusian, doing some great work, that he is an Egyptian national who is in the U.S. illegally.
Yeah, that was Griff Jenkins this weekend talking about what is clearly an anti-Semitic terror attack that happened in Boulder, Colorado. Unfortunately, you're not going to hear it described that way in a lot of media today, and I think that is part and parcel of the problem. We've got Mark Gerson with us right now. He's the author of a forthcoming book, God Was Right, How Modern Social Science Proves the Torah is True. And Mr. Gerson, welcome to the show. How are you?
Terrific, Mark. So good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time this morning. I guess, first of all, let me get your reaction to what's gone on in Boulder. I mean, I'm still watching some network newscasts who are calling it a possible terror attack, even though he was screaming Free Palestine while he threw firebombs at Jewish people.
Well, I mean, it was an obvious, actual anti-Semitic terrorist attack right in Boulder, Colorado, against people who were marching on behalf of the hostages. I mean, this was an anti-Semitic attack, a terrorist attack, and everyone who has a voice and a microphone has the obligation, responsibility to call it what it was.
Yeah, well, obviously with the attacks on the embassy personnel in Washington, it's front and center in this country right now. The debate at Harvard, I still have a hard time believing Harvard is fighting back against efforts to make them institute fair policies on their campuses.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we saw this explosion of anti-Semitism at the so-called elite colleges, really right after October 7th and continuing. And I think it's good that we're calling these so-called elite universities to account for them and to change their policies.
Do you think that will be effective, what Trump is talking about doing, withholding funding, and even he's kind of toyed with the idea of, well, maybe we give some of it to the trade schools? Is that ultimately going to be enough to make the anti-Semitism stop, or at least the colleges to enforce some disciplinary action if there is anti-Semitism?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, these colleges have an obligation to protect and defend both their Jewish students and the idea of intellectual freedom, which they supposedly stand for. And I think the administration's pressure on them to do so is outstanding. And I think that the president's idea to consider reallocating some of the funds to trade schools is also very interesting, because there are so many really terrific job opportunities available to people who work in the trades, and giving people in the trades the opportunity to learn the skills and develop the know-how to enter those great professions is a terrific thing for the administration to be doing.
Well, you've got your book that's coming out, and it is a stinging critique of DEI related to traditional Jewish values. Tell me what this book is about.
Yeah, sure. So God Was Right operates on the assumption of what the Bible is. The Bible is not a history book, a science book, or a cookbook. It is a guidebook. And the Bible astonishingly offers guidance that's entirely practical, totally relevant, and immediately applicable to basically every question, challenge, or decision that we make in 2025. It's the best ever self-help book. And the Bible offers self-help. It offers guidance on so many different subjects, the personal, the sociological, the cultural, the psychological, and the political. And one of the areas the Bible addresses is diversity, and which is of great relevance in our society due to the due to DEI, which is in pretty much every institution in American life.
Yeah, and DEI clearly plays into the victim culture, which flies in the face of what you're taught in the Bible.
Yeah, exactly. The Bible talks about three kinds of cultures. The Bible, which again, modern. So the premise of the book is that the Bible is full of highly practical guidance. And then the question is the guidance true? And in comes modern social science in the 21st century, addressing all the questions the Bible asks. And so now we can assess with social scientific certitude, is the Bible true, false, or just a good book? And what we found is the Bible is absolutely true on all of its claims made thousands of years ago about how we live today. And
wow.
And you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, one of the things the Bible warns against is the victim culture and the victim mentality. which is certainly encouraged by DEI.
Well, we've seen a dip, at least publicly, with some of these companies willing to stand up against this. Do you think that they're just blowing in the political wind at this point?
Well, they may have been blowing in the political wind before and then blowing it back. I mean, yeah. I think all people and all institutions need to stand on principle. And what DEI does is it sets the world into two categories. There are oppressors and the oppressed, or victims and perpetrators, which is entirely wrong. And DEI is a terrible idea. It never should have been institutionalized anywhere. And anytime it's in retreat is good.
Yeah. When is the book available?
Tomorrow. So people can pre-order it today. It's godwasright.com, or, of course, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and hopefully booksellers everywhere.
Excellent. Mark Gerson, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Very, very timely. I had scheduled him on to talk about DEI and his view of how Judaism addresses this, the Torah, the obviously. He happened to be a guest this morning, and then this attack happens out there, and we're having to watch the mainstream media toy around and act like maybe it's a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a hate crime.
They're talking about the death penalty for the other guy, the DC attack, where two people were killed, the young couple. It'll be interesting to see what's on the table with this guy. Now, obviously, we know only eight people were, well, not
injured.
Only,
nobody died.
Eight people were
yet.
Injured, but at this point, no one's died yet, but some significant injuries, people being burned.
Somebody's in critical condition right now, yeah. For sure. All right, we'll keep an eye on that for you. Coming up, Tom Ackerman is going to join us in studio. The Cardinals continue playing well. We'll find out what he thinks about this special session that's underway for the Royals and the Chiefs this morning. We'll be back in just a minute.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, Tom is in studio with us. Those darn Rangers. I mean, at least we're home here, right?
Yeah, now it's a 9-game homestand for the Cardinals. They were fine. I mean, they got blown out in a couple of games. That middle game was great for Sonny Gray, but it's going to happen. I mean, it was disappointing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To see them lose a couple of games in that fashion.
They've done so well, though.
Yeah, they've been great. They were 19-8 in the month of May. I thought yesterday's game, the score was not indicative of, you know, the full nine innings. I mean, Eric Fetty was fine.
8-1.
You know, this was five runs scored in the eighth inning for the Rangers. So they just kind of piled on a bad bullpen at the end. Munoz was kind of thrown in there late, gave up a bunch of runs. So this was more yesterday about them not being able to solve Jacob deGrom, who's one of the best pitchers of the last decade. When he's healthy, he's dynamite, and he's healthy, and he looked great. And the Cardinals couldn't figure him out. And then, you know, they are now coming home having won, again, 19 of their last, 26 games. And, you know, I think it's a heck of a tribute if the fans start to show up, and I think that they will. They started showing up during Memorial Day weekend. The Royals will bring some people into town this week. That's always a fun rivalry with them. And then the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers come in this weekend having just defeated the Yankees in a series over the weekend. They're still the team to beat in the National League and in all of baseball. They're the defending world champions. They draw tons of people. They have all kinds of intrigue, major stars up and down their lineup. So it'll be a fun weekend. The Dodgers and Cardinals at Busch Stadium this weekend is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And if the Cardinals can beat the Royals and win another series, they'll feel really good about themselves coming in, maybe a little fire in them. You know, the NL Central is going to get interesting here. The Cubs are great. I mean, I don't say that lightly. They're really good. The only problem they have is they don't have an established closer yet. So that may come back to bite them. But otherwise, they look really, really good. The Brewers have won 7 in a row. They're hot suddenly. So the division's going to get interesting here. Cardinals 4 back, Brewers 5.5 back.
Wow. We were close. Weren't we like within a game?
It got down to like 2, but yeah. You know, again, it's June 2nd, so there's a long way to go. The Cardinals haven't even played the Cubs yet.
That's true.
So just you should concentrate on record above 500. Where are they there? And they're 7 games above 500. They got to 8, which is their season high. They got there a couple of times, and you want to get now to 10 games over 500.
Once I'm going Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Excited.
Once you get to 10 over, then you can really consider yourself, I think, a major contender in the National League, and they're not far off. I mean, just yesterday, they were 3 games out, and they were 3 games behind the best record in the National League. You know, the Mets, the Phillies, the Dodgers, and the Cubs were all tied with the same record, the best record in the National League, and the Cardinals were 3 games behind them. So they're right in the mix. I mean, they are very much there. It's just a matter of now coming home where they're great. They've been outstanding at home all year, and I think I look forward to a pretty successful 9-game homestand. But the Dodgers are, you know, outstanding. You just have to knock off the Royals here.
You know, you and I have talked about this NIL problem in college sports and how I think it's out of control, but it is what it is for now. Hopefully they'll change parts of it. But it's created – It's turned college basketball into more of a business than ever before. And I know my own school did this recently, but I did see that Mizzou has now hired a basketball general manager just to deal with the business side of it.
Oh.
Tim Fuller is his name?
Tim Fuller, former assistant.
Yeah.
He was an assistant for Mizzou. Good guy. I mean, and he was at Louisville before that, and he's been around some big
programs. Try not to hold that against him.
So, that's all good.
Are other schools doing that too? Hiring someone just
absolutely.
To manage
Kentucky
the side
doing
of
the
things?
Same thing, yeah.
And football too.
I mean, are they getting salaries like comparable to some of the, not like a head coach, but are they getting pretty good salaries?
Oh, I'm sure. They're getting paid plenty to be there and do that.
Yeah, they're basically, you know, business managers. It just takes another thing off of the head coach. The head coach does not need to be dealing with all of that at the same time. The head coach needs to win to
right.
keep his job.
Yeah.
So, you know, managing the money and the NIL and, you know, I had a college coach tell me one time, I have 3 bosses. I have the president of the university, the athletic director, and the head of the NIL collective.
Hmm.
And I have to answer to all these people and I have to manage all this stuff. This is a trend that you're going to see in the major programs that need a manager to exactly what you said. Be able to oversee the business operation of it and understand who gets paid what and where all this is going and manage it. It's happening in football even bigger because football is the moneymaker in college sports, not basketball, actually. Basketball does well, but football is the big revenue source. Missouri does not have a manager right now in football, and they don't want to do that yet. Eli Drinkwitz is kind of that guy. He kind of, I think,
coaches want to do that.
Drink sort of likes – he's a big, you know, go-get-em fundraiser, NIL collective. He's been sounding that for a long time, and I think enjoys that part of it. He's the boss of the football program, without a doubt.
Control.
Laird Veach, his athletic director, is very experienced when it comes to fundraising. I just saw a report that Jay Batt, who is the athletic director at Georgia Tech, is being courted by Michigan State because Georgia Tech went big time on fundraising. They had naming rights for their field at their stadium. They courted Hyundai to be a big sponsor. You know, these kind of things are happening now in college sports. So Michigan State is going to go after him and make him their athletic director because they want to do that. They want to modernize the athletic department, and they'll all start copying each other. They will all try to do that, bring in sponsors, figure out the best way to fuel their NIL collective and continue to provide opportunities for their players.
How you I'm doing time-wise? Time. Yeah. Good? That's good. Well, maybe the Royals and the Chiefs should do that, and then we wouldn't have to pay for their stadium.
Totally
special
different,
session underway.
Totally different animal.
Hey, yeah. Real quickly before you go, I've been talking about how the Battlehawks beat the DC Defenders, and I knew they had a good record, but I don't think I realized until about a minute ago that they're first in the XFL.
They are. So the UFL is, so it's two different conferences.
That got confusing when they did that.
UFL and XFL. So they're still in the XFL conference, and they were going to host the championship anyway, so having home field really didn't matter. Whether they lost to D.C. and they were the visitors in their own stadium, it doesn't matter. All the fans are going to go because, you know, Battlehawks fans outnumber all probably the entire league's fans themselves.
Yeah.
But it should be fun on Sunday. So they're going to take on the D.C. Defenders. The Battlehawks are 8-2, look great. They look great. There was a rainy, kind of ugly game, but they gutted it out at D.C. Before that, they dropped 39 points on, I think it was San Antonio. So they are legitimately a good football team. But we said this about them last year. Looked like a good team, and then they played in that XFL conference championship game, this same game, and they lost. They blew it. They lost to San Antonio. I don't think they are going to let that happen again. But I don't know. I mean, so they want to pack the place for that UFL championship on June 14th. You have to win this Sunday. You host the UFL championship on Saturday, June 14th at the Dome with an opportunity to pack the place. That'll make national news.
It will.
That St. Louis, a team that lost its NFL team, has a full dome for a UFL that draws like 10,000 a game otherwise or less in some stadiums. I mean, I watched yesterday the Birmingham Stallions, who are the number one team in the league, the defending champion, and their game at Memphis, there were like three people there. I mean, it was just, I'm like, where is everybody?
And we have 40,000 or
whatever. You're pulling 30,000 a game for this place.
I haven't been down to a game yet this year. I went last year to two of them. Did they fix the field? They upgraded the turf?
It's a new field, new lighting.
Thank goodness.
I know they
were high school teams.
They do say more
with better turf than they had last year. So,
well, the dome does
see that. Yeah,
the dome needs an upgrade. I mean, it's not great, but it is what it is. It's a convention hall that occasionally hosts football and some big concerts. And if you want to draw bigger and better events, you've got to upgrade.
You got to have the facility. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you, my friend.
Guys, it's an absolute pleasure as always.
We appreciate
thank you.
We do. All right. Tom Ackerman, sports director down at KMOX. Always good to get him in here and talk about some of the, particularly the Cardinals going to have a nice big homestand. That's going to be nice.
Yeah, nine games.
I'm excited.
It is kind of
Sunday.
Funny to me that we're talking about funding for the Royals and we're hosting them tomorrow.
Yeah. It'll make it timely, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what it goes on in the legislature today and tomorrow. My guess is they may struggle with this unless they're willing to give something up. You can already see the sort of the cards being laid out on the table here. Maybe we'll get a $50 million upgrade on the Edward Jones Dome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Is it still the Jones Dome? They don't even call it. It's called the Dome.
Just called
now,
the Dome.
I've just called it the Edward Jones Dome for so long. I'm still giving them credit for something they're not paying for anymore. Sorry. All right. Quick break. We're back in just a minute.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
By the way, you're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
That will never get old. Watching Rachel Maddow melt down after the election in 2016. And she did it again this time, but that original montage was one of my favorite. They kept coming back to her in that montage. Tears were streaming down her face. She couldn't believe the world she was going to live in. And lo and behold, all these years, she's still alive and prospering. And you know how I know that? You know my proof of life? She was in St. Louis this weekend, getting paid God knows how much to promote her new book about the rebirth of fascism in America. So Rachel Maddow sold out the pageant this weekend at $65 a head. There were enough nuts in town to pay $65 to go listen to her spew lies for an hour and a half or 2 hours, however long she was down there. The world was coming to an end in 2016. And lo and behold, 10 years later, we're all still doing just fine.
Isn't that amazing?
And you were saying the St. Louis Library was taking part in this?
The St. Louis County Library,
the County Library. Okay.
Sponsored her event, and it sold out, right, at the pageant. I don't know why they didn't. I imagine they didn't host it at a St. Louis County Library because there wasn't enough room, and they sold 2,600 seats or whatever. You told me it seats that, don't you? I don't know what the
setup
was.
Yeah, the internet said 2,300.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah,
so roughly. So that would be taxpayer dollars that the library would have used for this. And I can understand them wanting to bring in authors who might have a big draw, but should they be allowed to host an event on with somebody, an author, who clearly is very one-sided? Now, they would probably make the argument, oh, she's not. But and maybe
you think
that's
they
more
could make that argument.
Maybe that's more difficult than I'm thinking. But doesn't it seem like there should be some sort of a cutoff on you can't have someone talking about this topic using taxpayer dollars?
Two questions that we don't know the answer to. Did they pay her? Because they have a bunch of authors coming in. Now, a lot of them are novelists, and they've written, you know, fiction books. I didn't see many others on there that were dealing with, like, politics or the state of America or anything like that. She seemed to be the biggest name by far, the only one I recognized of the authors that they're bringing in on a little book series. Maryville University's got a speaker series, and I'll guarantee you they're paying Tony Fauci and others thousands of dollars. His mm-hmm. speaking fee is like $50,000, $75,000 or something. Something like that. He's going to speak in Maryville.
You know what my speaking fee is? $0.
Food?
Yeah. In fact, that's a bonus. If you feed me, then I'm really excited. Can you imagine having
that
type of a... Yeah, well, actually, I've just upped it to $25,000. If Rachel Maddow can charge, what was it, upwards of...
Well, it says online her speaking fee is $50,000 to $100,000, somewhere
in that
ballpark.
Well, mine should be $25,000.
I'm not saying I know that the taxpayers of St. Louis County paid that much.
But
that's normally what she pays.
Okay, I'm not saying they paid that much. I don't think that they did. But even if they paid a penny,
yeah, I know.
To be an official sponsor, that's problematic.
And just to let her spew the lies that she didn't know Joe Biden, there was anything wrong with Joe Biden. She thought he would have been a fine president. Thank you, Rachel. No thanks. Go sell that somewhere else. I can't believe somebody was dumb enough to pay money for that. All right, coming up, we'll get to the Brian Kilmeade Show on this first Monday of June. Have yourself a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.